This is a podcast from Rover.
If I said to you guys Balloon Fest 86, did that ring any bells?
Nothing.
No, I don't think so.
And this is my concern. This is my concern that history repeats itself when you're not reminded it's already happened. And it was bad. Marketing these days, people are trying to do everything to make sure something stands out. And especially with social media, get people videoing it, goes up. That's, you know, marketing you haven't really had to pay for because it just spreads like wildfire. Well, in 86 in Cleveland, Ohio, there was a Los Angeles-based company. Treb Heining was the person who headed this entire thing called Balloon Art. They basically spent 6 months preparing for this world record attempt to release the most balloons into the air. And it took up the space of a city block. 1.5 million balloons.
Okay. Full, what sort of balloon size are we talking? These are not hot air balloons.
Just normal. These are like kind of slightly bigger normal balloons.
Like party balloons.
Yeah, but they're full of helium.
Yeah, sure.
Helium balloons. Okay. Gotcha.
So they have this big countdown and the city is packed with people. And they let them all free. Like, you'd never do that this day and age. Like, you know, for the environment.
Yeah,
you'd never do that. Anyway, they released them. And for a few seconds, it looks amazing. Because the plan was, obviously, once helium balloons get to a certain altitude, they pop. Well, sadly, the weather was not playing ball. And due to a mixture of high pressure, low pressure and rain, what the balloons ended up doing was before they even got high enough to pop, they ploughed back down towards Earth, clogged all the waterways, shut down all the airports, filled lakes as far north as Canada, these balloons were found, and they caused millions and millions of dollars damage. Two fishermen were out at sea and they'd gone missing. Rescuers couldn't find them amongst the balloons at sea. And they died.
Oh my word.
And they died.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, you need to look it up. Balloon Fest 86, one of the worst PR nightmares you could ever come across. They face lawsuits and everything.
There has to be some sort of Netflix doco on this, right?
I mean, you're right.
This sounds amazing. Well, not amazing.
There will be something on YouTube, I reckon.
Two big lawsuits. Yeah, there's definitely stuff on YouTube. Because I saw this as a mini doco on YouTube, which reminded me of it happening. So if you want to look at it, Balloon Fest 86, go and have a look at it. It's just, look, if there's someone in your workplace that wants to do marketing and they're not experienced, this is why you shouldn't. Okay?
It's like the first draft of the Pixar movie Up, but they came back and went, it's not very happy, is it?
Yeah.
It's not a great ending.
Yeah. Check it out anyway. Man.